So this is Phoenix Startup Week. It runs through Saturday, and organizers say it's a time for entrepreneurs from across the valley to come together to help build the region into a hub for startup businesses. To get a sense of how that's going, our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Kate Rogers Seeker, co-lead of Phoenix Startup Week and VP of People at the firm LeadMD.
What is the state right now of entrepreneurs and startups in the Phoenix metro area?
It's really exciting. We at Phoenix Startup Week, we've been doing this for 6 years, and we've definitely seen a growth in many different areas in our entrepreneurial community. First is, different industries, how they've grown together, and then number of companies, of successes, and then of funding as well.
What types of businesses tend to start here and do well here?
It's a really, really hard question, because in our ecosystem, we're very diversified in both, communities as far as metro areas and industry. So we have manufacturing, we have fintech, we have IoT, we have an active academic community, as well as SaaS companies. So it's quite diversified. I think that's what makes it kind of exciting.
Well, I wonder if that provides some opportunities, but also maybe presents some challenges in terms of not having one industry to maybe hang your hat on.
It could, right? I think we run into that a lot with programming, because we need to be offering something for everyone. And with diversified needs and diversified industries, that does become a challenge. Ultimately, though, I think what I see our community doing, it's very generous, is learning together. Like, there are aspects of SaaS companies that benefit everyone. There's aspects of manufacturing or, IoT that benefit everyone. And I see us really learning and growing together.
To what do you attribute the growth in startups here?
Well, Arizona is a friendly place to do business. We see a lot of companies from other places wanting to put headquarters here. Certainly from Silicon Valley, which is where I came from, and then the Midwest as well. And it's a good place to live. It's good when you have employees that are growing their families to come here. And so we see a lot of initially companies coming in, creating other headquarters here. And then we also see a lot coming out of our colleges and then the support, right? We have the ACA, GPAC, lots of supportive organizations that want to help companies stay in Arizona. And I think they're being successful.
Well, it's interesting when you talk about the workforce. In the past, that was seen as kind of a detriment to Arizona, mm-hmm. that companies would come here and they couldn't find and keep enough qualified workers. It sounds like you're saying that tide is shifting.
It is a little bit. And also, as a person that is growing a company here in Arizona, LeadMD, I am finding that it is easier to find talent that was not as easy to find a few years ago. And that is partially because there's a lot of investors that are interested in what we're doing in Phoenix, the fifth largest city. We're getting a lot of good press about our state and about the state of entrepreneurship here. And then I think it in sort of a swinging of the pendulum from states like California, where it's becoming too expensive to live, especially if you have a growing family, we are a very attractive target.
What is the perception of the Phoenix area as a startup community outside of Arizona?
So I think we still have a lot of defining left to do there. I think what I hear is a lot of investors that are interested. They're kind of asking the question, I get asked this all the time, what's happening in Arizona? What's going on over there? And I think this is a really exciting time for us to be able to define what that looks like.
Well, how do you go about trying to do that?
So I think a lot of it has to do with events like ours, where we come together and have conversations. We see what each other are doing, and then go to organizations that are really putting together and weaving together messages about our community outside of the state and aligning. Alignment, of course, is how you push any message forward.
How much does something like perception matter in the startup community? I mean, you think of a place like Silicon Valley, you think of a place like Austin, Texas, or Boston. Those places have defined ideas. People know what they're about and have a vision in their mind of maybe even what the city looks like or what the community looks like. How much does that matter in terms of people looking for a place to move or to call home?
I think it matters a lot because, think about it. Like, if you're going to be in academia or a financial startup, you're going to go to New York or Boston. You know that the resources are there and the success stories are there. The conversations that I've heard about our community are more on the diversity realm that we were talking about earlier. you know, what do we want to stand for as a state? Is it okay that we have a lot of different industries that we're working on at one time? Or do we just want to be a generous community that is easy to form a business? And I think that's really powerful. But, you know, as far as like if I'm a growing family or I've had a successful startup or I'm looking for a second place to create an office, if I don't know what Phoenix stands for or what a reason to go there, then I probably won't even consider it.
Does the diversity of the types of businesses that are starting here, does that play into the idea of defining Phoenix as a startup city?
Every conversation I'm involved in, it does come up. And I think we're as a conversation, as a community, we're trying to figure out that exact thing at the moment. But every time we're diverse in both industry and community. So if you go to, you know, Metro West or the East Valley, they have different things that are important to them than downtown Phoenix. And is that a strength or is it a detriment? I think we're trying to figure that out.
What are the communities against whom you find the Valley competing the most?
You know, it's really interesting. We hear a lot about, you know, us being referred to as the Silicon Desert, right? Because, you know, holding up Silicon Valley as the perfect example. And a lot of people in our community reject that. They say, we don't want to be the Silicon Desert. We're Phoenix. We stand for something that's different. I certainly have heard, you know, Austin in the conversation a lot in comparison to our growth. Denver is another one. Utah. But then again, you can look at those comparisons and then see lots of successful examples of companies from Utah and Silicon Valley and Austin, you know, creating other offices in our state. So I like to think about it more as like, you know, a partnership. How can we partner with companies that are doing well and make it an easy place to do business and then also capitalize on and define what we want to stand for?
All right. That is Kate Rogers-Seeker, co-leader of Phoenix Startup Week, which runs through Saturday. Kate, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.